The Black Lives Matter movement is impacting politics in almost all areas. San Francisco Chronicle senior political reporter Joe Garofoli has learned that top officials in the California Democratic Party are asking for the party to stop taking political contributions from police unions, citing conflict of interest. Joe joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Joe, traditionally, law enforcement unions account for a lot of money raised by the Democratic Party. What kind of numbers are we talking about here?
Well, the folks who want the police unions to stop doing that have counted nearly $2 million in the over the last 3 years. And the thing is, that's probably just a part of it, because there's a lot of police unions around the state that are contributing to the party.
Joe, do you know if these police unions, they donate more to Republicans than Democrats? I mean, do we know how that breakdown goes?
Oh, that breakdown goes. I think that they contribute to both parties because of, you know, there are politicians all over the state that represent different areas. I think that the challenge here for the Democrats is that, you know, some of the people who want to change this are members of the party representing, of the state party representing African Americans, Latinos, the Progressive Caucus, and they're saying, well, we're talking about supporting Black Lives and the Black Lives Matter movement, but we're at the same time we're taking money from police unions who they say have actively tried to stop reforms that could actually be helping Black Lives and many other folks who are arrested by the police and hassled by the police.
So often when we talk about police unions, we tend to focus on the California Correctional Peace Officers Association. Is it the mm-hmm. biggest? Do they account for the most money?
In this case, the CCPOA has contributed nearly $1 million over the last 3 years. But there's other organizations that have contributed, $500,000 and down to. You have sheriff's unions from Southern California who've chipped in high five figures and close six figures. So it's coming from all over the state. And again, this is, and then you have, there's a ballot measure that's on the ballot, that's going to be on the ballot in the fall, that would roll back Prop 47. And that was Prop 47, which reduced the penalties for certain crimes. And that was seen as a sort of a step towards the quote-unquote defunding the police movement. And some of the Peace Officers Research Association, PORAC, as it's what's colloquially called, has given a lot of money towards that. So they there's a lot of money. These officers' unions, like most unions, get their money from their members, and they have a ton of money to distribute to political causes.
Joe, do you think this is going to happen? Do you think the Democratic Party is going to stop accepting this category of donations?
Oh, well, they already have stopped not only soliciting those contributions, but stopped accepting them as well. And I think they will wind up not doing them. The challenge for the Democrats is that there's several different unions that have nothing to do with police that also represent law enforcement officers. They represent teachers and service workers and such predominantly, but they also represent, let's say, school security guards or other folks with some sort of connection to the law enforcement community. So it's going to be a very big challenge for Democrats to kind of untangle that knot. When they say, we're not going to take any money from police unions, well, there's a lot of unions that represent law enforcement officers, and some of them are a major part of the base of the Democratic Party. So this isn't going to be something that's going to be, you know, snap and it happens overnight. This is going to be part of a long process to try and untangle this.
Joe, we always appreciate your time. Again, that is San Francisco Chronicle senior political reporter Joe Garofoli, who writes about this issue in today's Chronicle.